The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on? Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it. If they can't take it home, they'll burn it. If they can't burn it, they'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Yes, back once again is the undeniable and undisputable, just like that little 14-year-old kid from Burma, I am a reincarnated god from a previous time. You know, it's good. You know, it's true. And it's time once again for Brainwashing issue number 6. All you stinking French people out there, so we're going to be talking. We got lots of stuff to talk about. And I know that I said this fucking thing was going to be bi-weekly, and shut up, Smokehouse. Shut up. Shut your mouth. Because I know this has been like 2 weeks overdue. I promise, I'm going to try to keep this more, but there's been so much shit happening. It's coming at me so hard and fast from all these different angles. There's nothing I can do, and I'm going hard and fast. We got lots to talk about this issue, so I'm not going to be swamping it with puppy poo pieces where I'm, you know, filling it up with, you know, somebody else talking, and let's listen to Napster for a while. No. This time I'm really actually going to talk, because holy fuck, is there been a lot of shit that's going on. The thing that's on everybody's lips right now, this is the most, we're going to go most recent, then we're going to work back, talk about the future of some things in cult, is Reality Runner. You want to talk about the heavy hand of cult? Holy fuck, did we ever just bend those guys over a barrel? Of course, now they're all, like, a little bit afraid. The people who aren't aware of what was going on with Reality Runner, let me fill you in. What happened there was that there was a company in Germany who decided to make fun of the Reality Runner thing. They were going to do a Reality Runner version of Reality Runner. You know, the Running Man. You know that thing, the Running Man? Anyway, they were going to do it. And in order to get a contestant, the guy to be hunted, they wanted to get somebody online, and then you'd vote for them online, www.realityrun.com, right? And you'd vote for them. So I found it on Geek News, a good site. And then I went from Geek News, I thought, oh, geez, wouldn't it be funny if I filled out my name? And I put my name on there. Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be funny if I did that? Wouldn't that be funny, you little loser, you little grabastic, huh? Sorry, Lars Ulrich possessing my body. So I did. I filled it out. And then we put it up on the site, and boom! 16 hours later, we had fucking 20 million hits. We actually had about 300,000 votes, and then they got afraid of me, and they took me off the site. Boom! They dropped me, and then everybody mail-bombed them, and it was really impressive to me, the amount of people who were involved and the dedication of cult, like, holy show, the black gloved fist of cult, eh? Holy fuck! Inside of, like, 24 hours, we could have had more than 1 million hits, and they were scared shitless of us. So what they had to wind up doing, though, is they said, oh, you have to pay your own vet to come to Germany, and then we will put you through rigorous psychological training and testing, and after which time, we will select you whether or not, but you must pay your own fare to Germany, because we will not pay for it. Very sorry. Thank you for coming out. So you must pay this? Fuck you. No, I'm not going to pay my way to Germany. Fuck that. But, so rather than just give up on the whole idea, let's all vote for San Francisco to be the next major city. Yay! Because that way we can have a good cult following in San Francisco. And what we can do is we can just keep on trucking. We'll pack that in, and then we'll either choose myself or maybe even another cult member, some flesh tripper who's in maybe much better shape than I, to go down there and do it, or maybe I'll do it. What the fuck? I'll broadcast 24 hours a day. Could you imagine? What a riot. But the fact of the matter is that more than anything else, fuck everything else, this has been one of the first real shows of force of cult working for itself. And who were the major people in here? Who were the guys who were right in there? I mean, there was Soylent Zero was huge. FT Rooster was a monster. Gargoyle Exo was a monster. And even Lieutenant Major Zombie, with his bad English script, did as best as he fucking could. You know what I mean? And he even wrote them a scathing letter when they took me down, which I wish I had a copy of because I'd read it to you right now, but I'm at Sims and I don't have a copy of it. But he mail-bombed, and it was something to the effect of, "You bad peoples, you taking all voting down, me not stopping liking you," or something to that effect. It was brilliant. And, you know, he's a poet in our modern times. Good old Zombie. I love you, man. You're awesome. Fuck, you kill me. You slay me. Anyway, so, regardless, the Reality Runner thing, they have kind of won the battle, but we will win the war, because either their show's going to flop and then they all suck and they're not going to do it again, let's all hope, or we make it all happen in San Francisco and then, oh no, none of my friends will help me, all my friends are in Vancouver. Not even close. So it'll be interesting to monitor that anyway. On the flip side of that reality run, if somebody in Cult happens to know where the guy is, I mean, you could also just play along and tip off the Reality Runner, or we could just say, fuck you, you're not going to get the Reality Runner, we're going to flood you with fake tips. Anyway, just for whoever they select gets away with $100,000, it'd be pretty funny. I mean, fuck it, if I can't play, then nobody can play. We'll take down the site, burn it all. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. That's really bad. Besides, they may come to the United States. I highly doubt it. I can't really see this European country putting on a European television show in San Francisco. It just kind of fucking doesn't work in my head somewhere. I mean, it'd be cool if they did it in Paris, because there's so much underground shit in Paris. You could live in Paris, quite literally underground. You know, I think we should get Balkland's John. I think we should have Balkland's John as the guy who is hunted, you know, because he'd be like doing that Rambo shit. You know, he'd be like cutting people's throats and shit and fucking putting heads on sticks. It'd be great. It'd be fucking great. So that's what happened with the Reality Runner thing. A lot of people were interested in that, and I'm very, very pleased with how, I mean, more than anything else, I was really overwhelmed. I mean, I got up the next morning and fuck, there's like 200,000 votes. People couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I mean, look at the shit that you guys did. Look at the strength that was created there. Just, you know, I didn't tell anybody what to do. It's not like I fucking tell people what to do. Who the fuck am I to tell anybody anything what to do? I just made a suggestion, Cult liked it, and all went ahead. That's the strength of Cult. That is the fucking true power, is that, and man, we've only just got, at the time of this recording, we are at 88 members, okay? 88 members. We can increase that by a factor of 10 within the next year. Man, we're gonna be a cross between 2600 and the fucking Road Warrior, all right? Just walk away, leave the computer. So it'll be a lot of fun, to be sure. And a lot of people have been asking me, what about, like, we got to lay down some ideas here. We have to get some positive direction before. We're just people screaming, me going off about bullshit. I had nothing to talk about. Now we got some stuff we have to talk about. I got a few things I wanted to talk about here. Gargoyle Apoc has put together a proposal for something he wants to do in New York. And we mentioned before the idea of ranks and stuff like that. And we unanimously decided that ranks were a bad idea. Ranks bad. Ranks bad! However, it's rapidly becoming apparent that there's guys like Zero Store, Shazbort, Smokehouse, Apoc, Echo, all these guys that are putting in all this time, like Rooster, Demon Seed, all these guys putting in time, and they're choosing to do more for Cult. They're choosing to do more for to be involved. They want to commit more of their time. That doesn't mean anything bad on anybody else. That doesn't mean everybody else, oh, I'm cool because I'm doing shit for Cult. I'm holier than thou because I've done more for Cult than you have. Wah, wah, wah. Let's just fucking kibosh that right now, okay? There's none of that shit. All right, and some people, you know, you don't have to get along and have a beer with everybody in Cult. You don't have to be best friends with everybody in Cult. That's fine, okay? But as long as you understand that everybody's on the same team, and you may not like the guy who's in your clan, you may not like the guys in a whole other clan. You may just think the Cenobites are completely fucked and the Deckers are all pompous or whatever. Doesn't matter. We are not going to have infighting. That is the only thing that I must say, is because a fucking house divided cannot stand. We all know it. We've all seen it happen. You've all gone to those pretentious little fucking chat rooms and it's got the in crowd and the cliques. I mean, fuck, we lived it in school. You were there. Everyone's all, I'm cool. You're not. Fuck you. No. That's not what Cult is about. That is not what Cult is going to do. If you got a problem with someone, okay, that's cool. Have your problem. Bitch about them with your friends or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Okay, but I don't want any flame wars, and I don't want people fucking other people over for no good reason and trying to get them kicked out of Cult and don't talk to this person. That's fucking bullshit, okay? I won't stand for it. And, well, what are you going to do, Sean? Anybody starts doing that shit, I'll kick everybody the fuck out, okay? I don't care. We will not have it. I'll chop 30 people off. I don't give a fuck. I will not have infighting. It's bullshit. You don't have to be friends with everybody. You don't have to like everybody. Fuck, you could hate everybody. You could hate me. And you may just not like other people in cult. That's fine. That's fine. You are totally free to voice your opinion, okay? You're totally free to just, like, ignore the person, but don't flame. And people are like, oh, he's censoring. He's doing censorship. I can't have free expression. Shut the fuck up. You know exactly what I mean. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And we haven't had a problem yet. We have not had a problem yet. Bear this in mind. I'm not talking about anybody. People are like, ooh, fuck, he was talking about me in the show that time when I told Zombie that he sucked his mom's cock. No, I'm not talking about that, okay? Everybody picks on Zombie. He loves it, but...
Dr. Pepper.
The fact is that, like, there's you're hacking on people, and people, you know, there's a lot of bantering back and forth, killing hostages, whatever, shooting each other in the IRC. That's fine. Okay, I don't give a shit about that. You know what I'm talking about. Let's not go with the letter of it. Let's just go with intent. Everybody knows what the fuck I'm talking about here. So let's just, we're building a good thing now. We're at 88 people right now. It's a very, very solid thing. So we want to keep going with that. People are wanting to get more involved with cult. And the people who do want to get more involved with cult are going to be given that opportunity to do so. Now, this is kind of something I'm thinking about. I'd like people to email me with the idea whether or not they like this. This isn't set in stone yet, okay? This is just an idea, okay? And I'd like to get some feedback. So once you listen to this, think about it. Give me an email, SeanK@thecult.org. And tell me what you think of this idea. What I want to do is there are people who have done a boatload of work, okay? A shitload of work who are always there nonstop. Every time I call on them, you know exactly who the fuck I'm talking about. There's guys like Nixter, guys like Shazwork, guys like Zero Store, guys like Fork, guys like these people, Smokehouse, Echo, Rooster, these kind of guys. Every time I put out a call, not only did these guys answer it, like they answered it in fucking spades, they showed up with reinforcement, fuck, they burned shit down. Okay, really solid core people whose actions have spoken louder than their words. And what I'd like to do is have kind of an award that is given to these people. Okay, and I'd like to integrate the Sean Kennedy logo, because a lot of people ask, why was there the Sean K? Remember that? The Sean K logo contest? Remember that one? Okay, where now we're finally getting the clothes made up and the winner is, you know, been chosen and everything, which I'm not going to announce yet because I'm a dink. But the winner has been chosen, and we're going to announce it. We all probably fucking already know, but whatever. It doesn't matter. But what is going to happen with that Sean K logo is I want to come. I'm not too sure how to exactly use it right now, but there are people who I would like to put in the Clan of the Man. And the Clan of the Man is people who, you don't sign up for Clan of the Man. You don't get into Clan of the Man. These are for core people who've been in for a while, been in for a long haul, and after they've kind of proven themselves to have that level of commitment, they become, I say, you guys want to be Clan of the Man. And if they're Clan of the Man, that doesn't mean they're above any other clan. That doesn't mean that they boss around other clans. Doesn't mean that they're fucking blah, 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 anything like that. It just means that they have been in for a long time. They've done a lot of work. And it's a way to show that without giving them some kind of weird rank name or something like that, without calling them colonels or generals or some fucking grand wizard bullshit, it's a way to let other people know that they say, well, what are you? Well, I'm Clan of the Man. Prophet Clan of the Man, right? Whatever. And go along that route. Just an idea. It's just an idea. I think it's a pretty fucking good idea because I'd like to give some sort of recognition online for people who have done this kind of work, all right? And maybe have pins or something. I'll get something made up that cannot be bought online. They cannot be bought. I give them. And unless you get one of these fucking pins, okay, which I'll probably stamp and number on the back of them to make sure that there aren't fake ones and stuff, that's where, you know, you get this idea from, this concept. And because we're getting to the level now where there's guys who are putting in just fucking way too much work. Nixter, holy shit, slow down, man. You know, prophets.thecult.org. I mean, that guy's site, I mean, he's putting in almost as much work on the website as I'm putting in on my website, okay? Granted, I got a lot more shit I'm doing on the side, but I mean, the fact that the guy's putting in that much work is huge. APOC wants to take over and start designing a whole bunch of shit. You should talk to the guy. I mean, he's amazing, the shit he's coming up with. Really good stuff. Some of it's good, some of it we got to talk about, but some of it is fucking just deadly. And a couple of things. A lot of people are, just as a footnote here, a lot of people want to see a database. They're mad for databases. We got to have a database of all the cult members. Got to have a database. We got to know where they all are, blah, 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 blah. OK, Okay, I'm a little leery on the database thing because I'm afraid that database thing could bite us in the ass, okay? I don't want control of all the cult members. Every time a questionnaire is sent to me, I look at it once, I scan it, I read it, I usually reply to them. I don't reply to all of them, but I usually reply, and then I destroy them. They are gone because that's private information, and I could have the best intentions in the world to go and to keep it. Oh, yeah, no, this will all be encrypted. You know, I'll back it all up, yada, yada, yada. Okay, I could have the best intentions ever, but what about these .com sites that all said, oh, yeah, they swore up and down that all their information that you'd give them would be private. Now they're fucking looking for people to send it, sell it to. You know, huge databases of people's information. I don't want that for cult, okay? There are Deckers out there. There are Ronin out there who've got, shall we say, security issues. Okay, we have to be very aware of. And right throughout the whole thing, I want to make sure that cult members have the utmost confidence that there's security and not that, oh, well, someone could get a hold of our records. Fuck that. There are no records, okay? None. Doesn't happen. I don't want a database, okay? ICQ is the closest thing to a database that we will get, okay? So if you got any ideas about databases, flush them, because I will not risk cult members being exposed to some fucking bullshit corporate agency who just all of a sudden decides a cult needs to be attacked. Okay, because as we grow in power, you know that's going to happen. You know what happened to 2600. 2600 is about as white hat as they get. We're a fuckload more black hat. Shit, we're practically ski mask compared to, 2600, okay? And it's something that I want to look at, and we've got to make sure that we hold on to that, okay? We've got to make sure that we hold on to the anonymity so that people who join are aware that they're not going to get fucked in the ass somehow over this. A lot of people are joining. Thank you very much to everybody who's been running around like an ICQ maniac and greeting everyone who shows up. It's very fucking cool when these people sign up to organizations and then they get authorized by like 200 people on ICQ. You know what I mean? Like everyone jumps in. Well, obviously not 200 because we're only 88 members, but you get like 15, 20 guys who go, hey, welcome to cult. Wow, you're in this clan. What are you about? Blah, blah, blah. And it's a real sense of community. And some of these people are located in like fucking butt fuck nowhere, okay, in some little piss-ass small town. And it really gives them the feeling and lets them know that the internet and the digital cyber culture that is cult, okay, cares about them as a person, and that the friendships can begin to blossom. Shit, check the Cenobite clan out, man. We've had like 6 chicks already sign up, okay? I can't believe this. All the women are going to the Cenobite clan. I figured that'd be the last clan they'd go to, you know? I figured that'd be the last one. Fuck, we got like, I think there's more women in the Cenobite clan than there are in any other clan. Now watch this. Now they're going there right now. I can just see it. Everybody's heading there right now. Oh my God, there's women. Easy. Another person brought up a point to me the other day about the whole relationships in cult thing. You know, like people hitting on other people. There was an issue a while back with fucking, some people said that Zombie was harassing Rancid Girl, wah, 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 getting dangerously close to infighting here. Dr. Pepper. Getting dangerously close to infighting, and what I would want to make sure of is that infighting shit does not happen. However, I have a special place in my heart for female cult members. We're predominantly male-dominated in cult. Imagine that, technological culture dominated by men. Oh, what a shock. We're not being sexist, just reality, okay? There's more men in the IT industry than there are women. Not a slight against them. We'd love to see more. Absolutely. Please show up, topless if possible. But the idea is that, unfortunately, there's a lot more guys. So the girls who are in cult, and to be honest with you, you look around, and it's a really sad state of affairs. Did you know, like, in self-defense courses in large cities, they claim that if a woman is attacked in an alleyway, if they scream rape, they're not taught to scream rape. They're taught to scream fire, because people don't respond to rape, you know? Like, think about that for a second. People don't respond to a cry of rape, you know? And that makes me feel really fucking weird. Imagine the society, like, men, okay, are 10 times more likely to be a crime of violence than women are. That's an actual statistic. However, we sometimes allow ourselves this macho bullshit, okay? Women are great because they've skipped that whole macho bullshit, and they don't have that shit running around their head. And rather than try to prove they're tough and stuff, they just actually realize their lives are in danger, and that's why they usually live longer than men do. Regardless, where am I going with this? I want the female cult members looked after. That's what I'm saying here. If a female cult member, like, because how many guys you see wind up with stalkers? How many guys you see wind up with internet cyber stalkers? How many guys do you see who wind up, you know, actually getting abducted and raped? How often does that happen? Not too fucking often, okay? It's always women who are targets of violence. And one of the mottos of cults, a big one, is there are no victims. So I think we all know what I'm talking about here. I think we all know what I mean, that if some female member of cult winds up, I've told every female member who joins, and if I haven't told them, and they're listening to this brainwashing now, if there's a problem, contact me, and then I will put the battle cry out from there, because I do not want people being victims anymore. And that goes for people in cult otherwise. That goes for anybody, not just women. That goes for everyone. If you're being victimized, you're having shit go down in your life, fucking call it in. Call it in, man. Fucking let's just run with it. We're getting to the point now that within the next 6 months, we're going to grow to some serious, serious numbers. And things are going to start to happen, and people are going to start to be involved. There are going to be people who are going to be placed sort of, I have to be careful with this, but people who are going to be organizing events in major cities, okay? People who are, because I can't talk to everybody, okay? A lot of people ICQ me. You guys have been really sweet, by the way. My ICQ hasn't been bombed. Everybody really realizes I'm a busy guy. I think that's very fucking cool that everybody respects the fact that I am doing fucking a ton of shit. And that's awesome. However, there are people in certain states who I think should, you know, take over some of the operations in that state. So if they want to go and do stuff and they want to organize cult events, rather than having to contact me all the time, that way, you know, you can contact somebody else who usually organizes everything in that state. And those people will be volunteers. They'll people who will contact me, people who are generally going to be part of the Clan of the Man, right? And when they get to that level, and I'm sure, and I'm confident with their level of commitment and cult, then yeah, absolutely, because, hey, I might get taken out, okay? There might come a point when I go to fucking jail, all right? If Emmanuel Goldstein, okay, went to jail, would 2600 keep going? Probably, because he's got five or six other guys, okay? But they're all in New York. If they threw the whole fucking squad of them in jail, 2600 would be fucked, okay? Because they're all really concerned. Good company, good organization, great idea, good concept. Okay, people talking to people. But what happens if they put, like, say, 10 members of 2600 in jail? The magazine stops, all the hackers disintegrate, and everything turns to shit, okay? We can't have that. We cannot have that. My goal here is to build cult to the level where I could wind up getting shot, therefore having, you know, posters and monuments and shit made for me and stuff, you know, because I got died for a cause, right? Where I could get shot and I'm confident enough that cult members will continue to operate and function without me in the picture, without me there. What if I go insane? What if I lose touch with reality? What if I start fucking really wigging out? You know what I mean? And this whole thing all of a sudden twists its vision and stuff like that, okay? Right now, everybody's running along kind of with what quote-unquote my vision is, but my vision is just a common vision that a lot of other people have, and I'm pretty eloquent about dealing with it, blah blah blah, fucking blah, whatever, doesn't matter. These people are following the ideas that I'm setting out because I think it's exciting. I think it's a good fucking idea, and if you don't like it, fuck off. So that's what's happening there. So we want cult to be able to function independently and having it, you know, so that there's many, many radical cells that can never be shut down. They can stop me. They can stop other people. They can't stop us all. Now, because there are so many people getting involved, there's a couple things we have to make sure of. One of which is we're going to need centralized locations in order for which to communicate. Okay, this is going to be important. ICQ is very good because it's distributed. We have the cult page and we have the prophet page, and we're going to have the major clan pages that are going to be set up. Okay, but more than this, we have people putting up, you know, subset radio sites. They're really excited about it. And I think what we need to remember here is, by all means, you know, we've got to understand that people want to be involved. They want to promote cult. Absolutely. Guys were talking to me about Demon Seed, was talking to me about putting together street teams to go out and hand out flyers at fucking events and shit. Hey, whatever, man. If you want to do it, I would never ask anyone to do that. I don't know if I'd want to do that. But if people wanted to do that, another fella, please forgive me, his name escapes me at this time, but he's gone to Wisconsin and he's handing out flyers there at a summer fair. There's a lot of people promoting cults, spray painting their walls. We haven't gotten any graffiti in yet. We're really pissed off about that. We want to get some photos of some graffiti. You know, if you could go out and get some graffiti, cult graffiti, Rant Radio graffiti on a wall in a public place and take a photo of it, please send it in. I mean, don't make me throw a contest, because I will. It's just like, holy fuck, we haven't had any graffiti yet. We've had some great art, fucking phenomenal amounts of art. I mean, Zero Store, I believe, it's either Zero Store or Shazboard, I think it was Zero Store, sent in a portrait of me yelling. It was amazing. It's just crazy the amount of art that's getting done, and you know I'm saving all of it. It's just awesome. I've got it on a little slideshow on my computer that just runs from time to time. The cult bomb that got sent to me. It's amazing, all the shit that gets sent in. However, what we need to remember is that all this media, a lot of people are looking at the cult site and they're submitting to the media. That's awesome. We love that. We love involvement. Got to keep it strong. We all know that. But we got to also stay organized. That's part of Clan of the Man. It's not something to take power away from people. It's to give more power to the right people so that they can give more power to more people. That's what it's about. It's not about control. Okay, it's about organization. That's why we have to be sure. We're going to be revamping. Okay, Sumerian has been talking to me a lot about how he's going to be revamping the Rant Radio site. The Rant Radio site's pretty much been untouched for its design and layout for the last year and a half. And I've had a couple people ICQ me saying, you know, maybe Sim, you know, as politically correct as they could, saying, you know, maybe Sim might want to, you know, look at changing his site around. You know, it's kind of getting dated, blah, 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 fucking whatever. Okay, if you want to be involved with the redesign of the Rant Radio site, okay, info@rantradio.com, okay, because Sim needs people, because we're organizing events, we're organizing interviews, we're doing interviews, we've got a whack of shit, we're doing content, rants, we're trying to organize this shit for Shovel One, getting the bus put together, trying to get our ham radio, we got an electrical engineer who's working on it with us, you wouldn't believe the shit that's going on, plus we both got full-time fucking jobs, okay, so, and I'm married, alright, so I mean, somehow I gotta balance all this shit running around, so I'm doing Rant Radio, I'm doing cult, I'm doing my job, I got my wife, I got fucking Shovel One on the go, Burning Man 2001, which is a huge planning concept, so we've got to stay organized, we've got to stay functional. So if you want to help, and you really do want to help, and you've got the skills, and believe me, we've got the fucking skills, I've seen some of the flash that's been going on in the cult, holy shit, it's amazing. But if you, now is your big fucking chance where you can get your credit on the Rant Radio page as one of the designers of it, okay, info@rantradio.com. And Sim is the fucking man. And think about, like, there's a lot of different ways we could do this. Maybe we could do multiple streams that people host on their machines that link that from the website or something. So if they have, people want to host, like, the Sean K. Rant channel and they get to it from the Rant Radio page or something like that, I don't know. Sim's got the master plan on that. I don't get involved with that because, fuck, I've got enough on my fucking plate, okay? If you want to be involved, info@rantradio.com, because we are going to be redoing it. Also, people are coming to me. We've put a CD up on mp3.com. If you wanted to take a look at that, you can. Oh, it's almost up on... I'm over at Sim's right now. Sim just made a funny face and told me, no, it's not quite up yet. Okay, well, that's in the works. We're a little bit concerned about some of the copyright stuff because, you know, we use music in the background, yada, 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 yada. Dr. Pepper. So that's one thing we've got to be aware of is that we've got to keep the unity. And the unity, the voice of cult, is going to be Rant Radio, okay? That is, it always has been the cult sister site. That's where cult got its roots. And we're not going to, rather than trying to build a whole bunch of little trees that will grow up sort of strong, why don't we all focus, put our power behind one thing that gets really, really strong. It's the strength of team, okay? Team, 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 and not in the corporate sense. Nobody's making any money here, okay? Rant Radio isn't even paying for itself yet, okay? Nothing's paying for itself. Culture as fuck isn't paying for itself, okay? Incidentally, every single one of the clan logos, okay, cost me like $100 to get digitized just to turn into stitching. That's for a small one, okay? And it was close to $500 for me to get the large back patch that's going to be on the backs of all the clothing and stuff like that to get that just digitized. Just fucking digitized. Okay, so for me to award the award to the guy who won the Sean K graphic contest, I'm out almost a grand. Okay, that's not including the clothing. All right, with the clothing, it's about a grand. So there's some things we got to be aware of here. That I mean, I make okay bucks, guys. I mean, I make what $27.50 an hour when I'm billing, and usually I'm at about $14 an hour. So I don't make a boatload of cash here. Okay, but I'm working as hard as I can, you know. And meanwhile, I got a wife and shit. So there's some certain real world constraints that are happening here. Okay, don't send me money. Let's just make sure I'll insert that now. Do not send me cash. I don't want people to send cash. If you want to support cult, when the merchandise comes out, and a lot of people have been on me for it, they're like, fuck, man, when's the fucking shirts coming out? When's the pins coming out? Fuck! Right? They want the shit. Buy it. Okay? Buy the cult gear. It's a great way to support cult. It's a great way to support the movement and how it's going to go. So, you know, and if you want to support Rant Radio, hey, James is going to be putting up, Sumerian is going to be putting up he's going to be getting some really groovy shit. He's probably going to use the same guys I'm using. Incidentally, the clothing is going to be hands down the best online website clothing in the world. And I'm not bullshitting you. That shit at Copyleft and Think Geek and all that's nice silk screen. Ooh, isn't that nice? Everything is embroidered, okay? Everything. And it's not the cheap ass embroidery. It's the embroidery that like outlasts the clothing. and the clothing is all the top of the line. T-shirts are looking at between $30 and $35 Canadian, which is like 10 bucks American. No, in all honesty, it's probably going to be about 20, 22, 23 bucks, whatever it is, American, for you guys. But it's going to be maybe a buck or two more than the t-shirts you see on ThinkGeek and shit like that. But when you get the shirt, you will be, it'll probably be the nicest goddamn t-shirt you've ever owned. Everything's embroidered, even the back patch is embroidered. Okay, so it doesn't look like shit. It looks amazing. And if you, just wait until you see them, okay? Wait until you see guys posting how they like about it, all right? Talk to the guy who's going to get his jacket, all right? He's going to fucking shit a blue daisy, I'm here to tell you. All right. So if you want to support Cult and you want to support Rant Radio, and we got the merchandise up, buy it. Get your friends to buy it. Give it as gifts. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. But that's the way to do it because I do not want people just sending me the money. We're not Cult with a C. We're Cult with a K. More than that, let's talk about what's the future of Cult, Sean? I want to know what am I getting involved with? What's the fucking score here? Like what is Cult going to do? Where's this going to go? Okay, we're going to get big. We're going to get to 2,600 numbers. And then what? Then what do we do? We got 100,000 members all across the United States. Then what? Well, I think that 2600 is a great organization. Don't get me wrong, okay? But they cater only to the Decker clan, pretty much. I mean, they cater sort of the Gargoyle clan too, but it's mostly Decker, Gargoyle, maybe some Hoongan in there, all right? Now, Cult caters to the entire counterculture. Cult is the unification of counterculture and internet subculture. The entire goth community, the entire flesh tripper community, all the Gargoyles, all the Deckers. I want to see 2600 subscribers in Cult. I want to see Clan Decker get fucking afraid. I want these people to be afraid of these clans. Ronin, all these guys, it can be something very, very solid. Okay, we have, you know, I am Gargoyle. I am Sean's eyes and ears. What I see, you know, the Fight Club thing. You can totally fuck with it. Gargoyles are always watching, you know. The prophets, people doing cult art. I mean, shit, people. Some prophets should be doing some graffiti. Why aren't you prophets doing graffiti? Huh? What's wrong with you people? But no, seriously. So we could get really, really big. And eventually, where's this going to go? Okay, Sean, we're huge. Everybody's in. Now what? Well, once we hit the magic number. And what is the magic number? The magic number is 1 million members, okay? Sounds like a lot, but we haven't gone into an international level yet, okay? Once we hit the international level and Cult begins to build at an exponential rate, 1 million members is not that much, okay? It's really not. 1 million members happens, and then we can really start to move with this fucking thing. And I have no problems discussing my future plans with this. In order to understand my vision for what's going to happen here, there's a few films you should probably rent and watch, okay? One of which would not be... Oh, let's see. You want to acquire Fugitive, Johnny Mnemonic. Yes, Johnny Mnemonic. I like that fucking movie. You'd probably want to get your hands on What the Hell, Matrix. Any one of the sort of quote-unquote cyberculture films. Oh, and Hackers. Did you know that Sumerian has not seen the film Hackers? How amazing is that? Is that fucked up or what? Everyone email Sumerian and tell him how amazing it is that he has not seen fucking Hackers. That's amazing. Anyway, no, to be honest with you, you look at these films, and in all of these films, you always see, you know, that super cool Decker kind of fucking bar that doesn't exist in any city anywhere that no one's ever found. You know that one? Well, this is what I see. What if we took a William Gibson approach? What if we took a Bruce Sterling approach? What if we took a Neal Stephenson approach? And all of Cult members, after we hit 1 million members, we will have enough of a percentage base that 10%, okay, 10% of Cult would respond if I said, okay, guys, now we are going to start acquiring assets. And when Cult starts to acquire assets, I've been very, very careful about what I've been thinking about acquiring. Now think about this. Let's say even a 15-year-old kid could cook up $10. Okay, 10 bucks. 10 bucks. With 1 million members, that's $1 million. If 10% go for it, $1 million. Well, what happens to that $1 million, Sean? Well, what I would like to do is I would like to start going around North America in all the major cities and setting up cult, quote unquote, mosques. And what these will be is these are going to be internet, well, for the legalese, they're going to be private clubs, all right, where it's like a nightclub where people go in, you have two levels, and it would probably be a rather large building. Inside of this, you have a bar, which is like a rave scene where we can have all the sheeple go and they go do their fucking thing, get drunk, fall down, whatever, okay? And then we have the internet portion of that. Imagine the ultimate amalgamation. You know where I'm going with this. A building that has your internet access, your coffin hotels like they have in Japan. You have a private, quote-unquote, gym on there so you can have showers. And you have vending machines which sell all manner of food, which you can use microwave ovens. And everything is run all by automation with no database records. So that would mean that for some crazy reason, you may wish to travel somewhere and not be tracked by it, you could show up with your cult quote-unquote ID card, which would have like a digitally encrypted signature on it that would do a retinal scan to compare all. There'd be a retinal scan at a massively barred door, which is done in a like in a rotating door style. You scan the card through. It matches your retina with your card. That's it. You walk through the turnstile. You're in the cult club. Okay, you're in the mosque. Once you're in the mosque, you can then completely, all using straight cash with no records, you can get a place to stay. You can get a place, some food to eat. You have internet access. You have everything, and you could live there quite literally. We could have it so that cult members, members of the counterculture, because if you think society is going to get any better, it's not. Right now, today on the cult page, I published about how in Mexico, they're on this huge problem because they can't get enough jobs for slave wages. Okay, they've employed everyone in this one area in Mexico because they're making, you know, silicon chips in fucking, you know, assembly line styles. You think that's not going to happen here? Take a look around. You know what's happening with NAFTA. You know what's happening with GATT. Everybody's getting fucked, okay? Everybody's getting fucked hard. Why do you think all these people put steel in their face? It's happening, people. It's happening every day. And we can either, and a lot of people are already trying to fight it, okay? And cult is going to do what they can to fight it too, but more than that, cult has to take steps to protect its own. Now, there's survivalists who have set up camps. Go get yourself, next time you're in some fucking bookstore, go just pick up a copy, don't buy it, just pick it up, of Soldier of Fortune. Flip to the back, and you'll see all these organizations who have ads out for doctors and stuff like that, and they've got these private gated communities in Delaware and fucking Montana, where they're looking for people to come out there, and they're setting up these private communities, okay? And they've stuck their head way up their ass, and they're doing the Ronin way, so they're not really too, you know, technology is of the devil, right? So they're not really too switched on, some of them, right? Some of them are not, okay? And they don't really, they're trying to hide from the problem, but the problem, you can't hide from this problem. So what you have to do is, rather than stepping back from it, we can either step forward. There's a lot of people rushing the problem right now, trying to fight it, but if they rush forward and they fight it, they can get cut down and they can die. And what cult's going to do is cult's going to go sideways. Cult's going to flank these fuckers. What we're going to do is we're going to set it up so that cult members will always have a place to go. Cult members will never be out on their ass, okay? And everybody who contributes has the right to stay at one of these places. They show up, they stay as long as they want. I mean, granted, you got to pay, you know, the $2 for the fucking thing or whatever, but we're not going to have, you know, some crazy fucking idiot, okay, who just wanders in off the street. This isn't a homeless shelter, okay? That shit doesn't happen. It's unfortunate you're out on the street and all, but if you try to walk in here, we're going to cut your head off, okay? Feel really bad about it, but if you try to walk your way in here, we're going to cut your fucking head off, okay? You're not getting in, okay? There's a lot of people, a lot of young people who may come from bad community homes, right? They could have people getting beat on and shit. There could be girls looking for a safe place. Maybe you just wind up trapped in a fucking city. You don't know how the fuck you got there. Maybe you come down off an acid high, whatever. Okay, you've always got a place to go. You know, what if you wound up getting fucked? It happens every day. It happens every day. Talk to Smokehouse, man. Talk to Smokehouse. How did he get fucked? He lost his job all at once. Bang. And he's out on the fucking street. Luckily, he was smart enough to have some cash. Okay? There are people out there this happens to. And my nightmare is that we won't get enough members fast enough to start setting these things up. Okay? Once we start setting one up, the first one will set up in Vancouver. Vancouver's great because of Canadian laws. There's a couple reasons. One, I live in Vancouver. I can chair the entire thing and how it sets up and how it's run, okay? The first one we want to set up, I'm thinking we're probably going to set one up in New York and California on the East and West Coast, and then we'll get one in Central America, okay? Once we can get those four sites set up, we can maybe go to Toronto, and we'll start to build slowly with networks running between each, okay? We can start to build this thing, and then we have people living there, staying there, working there, and then cult becomes something more. Cult becomes a community on a real level where, just like you see, and people go, well, you know, fuck, you know, Sean, where are you going with this? This is crazy. Is it really nuts? Well, yeah, who does that now? Churches. Churches do it now. You don't think these church communities? Fuck, you get 6 churches in fucking 10 blocks, man. Go to the Bible Belt, okay? They threaten to bomb stores if they carry porn magazines. What's the difference? What's the difference here? What is the difference? There is no difference. The difference is, rather than being distracted by the media icons which are set to destroy us and rob us of our soul, instead of that, we can be part of a community which will grow across North America like a fucking fungus. And at some point, yes, we could even infiltrate politics. Sean K for president, okay? We could go to that level. Or APOC for president. Or Smokehouse for president. Whatever. It doesn't matter. What is important is that we remain organized and functional. Once we begin to build strongholds, they can't shut us down. Oh, fuck. They shut down New York. Oh. Everyone go to Mosque 2 in New York. Okay? And these are actual buildings. They can fund themselves. They can fund themselves. You could run private rave parties. You could do the whole thing. Bars make a lot of money, people. A lot. You set a cappuccino bar on one side, and rather than have everybody fight with each other, you can build cult-owned, cult-operated businesses. We could start providing valuable services. Fuck, we could have Decker Consulting, okay? I mean, why not? Counter security. I mean, who else would be better for it? And we can charge these massive corporations who've been fucking us up the ass. Big bucks, okay? This is the vision that I have. The vision I have is of a world connected by these tiny little churches of cult. Because a church, in the true sense of the world, is just a gathering of people. And why stop there? Why stop there? After that, we could build, oh, let's say we go to Russia and buy a bunch of Russian MiGs. Everyone puts in $100, right? Whoever wants to be a member of it. Everyone puts in $100. Let's see, that's $10 million. $10 million, I believe you can get about 9 Russian MiGs. And then we have a cult-owned airstrip, and we have our very own, shall we say, demonstration team that will occasionally do demonstration things and attend certain demonstrations. It'd be great, you know, like the WTO demonstration. I'm just talking through my head here, but it's possible. It's very, very possible. And I was joking before about having, I mean, executive services. Executive, I think it's Executive Outcome is actually their name, but they're a mercenary unit out of England. They're a mercenary company. That's what they do, okay? They have naval gunships. They hire ex-military, and then they farm themselves out to these diamond mines and racial companies in Africa to go kill black people, okay? What's to stop cult from doing the same thing? What's to stop cult from getting Ronin, professional soldiers, and having them say, on call, in case something happens to go particularly bad with some cult member. Why not? To provide moral support, purely moral support. You know what I'm saying here? We could have a really good time with this. This could be a real sense of community. They want to privatize the government? Fucking A. I say we privatize it. I say we privatize it in the cult way. I say we take it all. And that way, as we slowly spread the virus, if you want to help cult now, find good people. It's not about volume, it's about quality, okay? I said that since day one. We gotta have good, solid people. A lot of people were pissed that I let in Zombie. Zombie would break his back for you. Zombie would do whatever he could to help you. That's the criteria, okay? Because if we only let smart people in cult, I wouldn't be in cult. Right? There's a lot of people, okay, who got a lot of visions about what cult is going to be, okay? And that's what this issue of brainwashing is about the future of cult. So if this doesn't mesh with what you want of cult, get out now, because this is what cult is going to be. Cult is going to be fucking massive. It's going to be huge. And once we get to that kind of a level, they're not going to be able to stop us. They're not even going to be able to come close. Now, what else did I want to mention today? What else are we going to talk about this issue? Wow, it's a pretty good issue so far, I think. What do you guys think? I think it's good. As I scroll down on my palm, by the way. Oh, also the concept is Rant Radio and Cult full-time. It'll be a while before Rant Radio and Cult will be able to go full-time, even though it's pretty much full-time now. I mean, I probably dedicate fucking 8 hours a day to Cult, no problem. Eventually, if you've got some kind of a way for Rant Radio or Cult to generate cash that isn't selling out, that isn't fucking over its cult members, let me know. Let Sim know. If you've got some kind of a way to do it. I mean, we were talking about maybe letting Amnesty International or Greenpeace or somebody do a show on Rant Radio or whatever. We're not really too sure, okay? But Rant Radio and Cult needs to get promoted to run to full-time status so that we can bring the kind of quality, you know, here we are PBS special, okay, but bring the kind of quality programming that you've known to love, right? That's what we want to be able to do. And it fucking slays ass, man. It slays ass. The concept, I mean, think about what we're doing now and you don't have people dedicated to it full-time, you know? Think about that. What if me and Sam and you and whoever else was involved could get into Cult full-time? We could, because fuck, if I could afford to hire people full-time to run shit on Cult, my God, man, it'd be some artists that fucking hire tomorrow. Smokehouse will be working full-time now. Now. Making promos, man. Fucking wicked. Wicked. Speaking of which, I guess that's going to wrap up this issue. One thing I do want to say, though, is we're going to send out with the latest promo that Smokehouse sent in to me. And this is pretty fucking sweet. So that's it for Brainwashing 6. Send me an email. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you think about the future of Cult. And if you want to help, the building of the new Rant Radio site and putting your insight to how you'd like to see the new Rant Radio site go, because it's all about you guys. It's all about the people. Rant Radio, the voice of cult, brainwashing, the mind of cult. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now seeing the beginnings of another stage of human evolution.
There's not many people that will understand people like us.
The truth is very real. And they are among us. You must know who they are.
My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. What makes me the fucking man? Because I say I am.
And above all, what they can do.
We'll fucking take the hearts and minds, baby. They can't stop us.
The war is brewing. If no one is equipped to oppose them, humanity's days could be over.
You come on in. Fucking come bust down the man. I double dog dare you. You cannot stop cult. It's not about revolution, baby. It's about evolution. The evolution is here. The evolution is now. You can be part of the evolution. We don't have to beat the fuck out of anyone. They're beating the fuck out of themselves. Let's let these motherfuckers die!
Help us. Fight with us.
Email join@thecult.org.
We're not what you think.
You sure you're on the right side?